Today on More to Life, finding freedom. Are past wounds holding you back? Are you struggling to get past the hurtful things someone has done or said? We'll help set you free. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, finding freedom. We're talking about those times when we feel like old wounds are holding us back, whether those are things that happened in our childhood that have defined us in some way and are hard to get past, or more recent disappointments, betrayals, problems that we've experienced. Sometimes it's hard to let go of those past hurts. We want to help set you free today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
And I think we all need to admit that there is something in our past that still we carry the wounds of. Some of us are lucky enough to have them be scars, which means they've healed over enough that we cope well. Others of us are still carrying sort of an open wound emotionally or spiritually that keeps us from giving ourselves the license to move on, to create a life of our own that is wholly fulfilling, that is really connected as well as it can be to God and to others and to our best selves. It's amazing to me how much emotional and relationship wounds can really cause us to get stuck, really stuck in the place where they happened. So if we were betrayed by somebody we were in a romantic relationship with, we move on, but we always kind of carry that, can I trust the next person? Can I trust my own instincts about somebody? Because that pain was so great, we don't want to experience that again, but we're not sure how to get over it or protect ourselves. If we perceive ourselves as having been wounded in some emotional way in childhood by our parents, our grandparents, for whatever reason, large or just kind of chronic, it can really make us feel like we can't move on as adults in so many ways, or even in our own parenting, we're not quite sure what to do with it. There are zillions of ways that we're carrying around baggage, woundedness, that is keeping us from accepting God's healing, God's love, and God's vision of who we're supposed to be. Let's get rid of that today. Let's move toward real healing, real peace, and the real presence of God moving in our lives because He loves us so much. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Again, that's 877-573-7825. The show today titled Finding Freedom. Are you having a hard time letting go of past hurts? Whether those hurts are from childhood wounds, rooted in the way you were treated in your family of origin, or by others who bullied or abused you when you were growing up. Maybe the hard-to-get-over hurt is a more recent problem, a betrayal by your spouse, a rejection by an adult child, the hurtful things a friend did or said to you, or the way they let you down. However those old hurts are holding you back in your life or relationships, we want to help you find the grace to forgive, heal, and move on. Let us help set you free from those hurts on our show today titled Finding Freedom as we prepare for this 4th of July weekend. 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me heal old hurts? You've come to the right place. So St. John Paul gave us a series of reflections that enable us to discover God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
St. John Paul II's theology of the body offers profound insights into healing from past wounds, especially those that affect our sense of self, our relationships, our ability to love and to be loved. At the heart of his teaching, the belief that each person is created in the image and likeness of God with a dignity that nothing, no failure, trauma, or sin can erase. This foundational truth is deeply liberating for those who feel like they're being held back by past hurts. Rather than being defined by what has happened to us, the theology of the body reminds us that our true identity is rooted in God's eternal love, and how, through that love, God is constantly working to help us to become the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people we were created to be.
You know, St. John Paul also emphasized in the theology of the body that the body reveals the person and shows that we are made for communion with others. And the fact is, many of these wounds that we're talking about today, especially those related to relationships, stem from distortions of this truth. In other words, times when our bodies or our hearts were not honored, when love was misused or denied. By reclaiming the truth that we are made for self-giving love, not for use or for shame, we can begin to reinterpret our stories in light of God's plan for healing and redemption. You know, importantly, the theology of the body teaches that Christ came not just to redeem our souls, but our bodies and relationships as well. And that means our wounds aren't obstacles to God's grace. Rather, they're places where His mercy can reach us most deeply, through prayer, the sacraments, and by working to cultivate healthy relationships. We can allow God to restore our capacity to trust, to love, to hope again. And that way, St. John Paul II offers not just a theology, but a path of healing, one that moves us from brokenness to wholeness through the transformative power of God's love. And that's what we're talking about today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Our show is titled Finding Freedom, as we talk about overcoming those past wounds that are holding us back.
And I just want to emphasize here, you know, as we're praying into this show today, that we are not talking about the get over it and pretend it didn't happen. Just, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and be an adult mindset at all. We are not talking about that. We're talking about allowing God to transform everything we've ever been through in our lives into something that makes us better, stronger, more compassionate, more love-filled, more virtuous, and certainly more healed. And when we take the steps, when we reach out to God's hand, we hold His hand and we say, help me do this. Let's do this together. And we're willing to start taking those baby steps one at a time in cooperation with His grace and healing. He can transform everything and help us to be people we can hardly envision ourselves being when we're feeling stuck in our past hurts. Let's start making that happen for you today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let us help you find the grace to forgive, heal, and move on. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring to you those past hurts, whether they are from our distant past or from the more recent past. But those times when the people in our life have not treated us properly. Times in our life when people have abused our trust, abused us, betrayed us, let us down, disappointed us in some way, said or done hurtful things. You know, Lord, we want to heal. We want to forgive. But often it's hard to know where to start. Give us the grace that we need and the wisdom that we need to know how to respond to those hurts and make something beautiful out of them. Help us to see these things that we've experienced as truly life-giving, and show us how, through your love, you can make something beautiful out of the worst pain that we've been through, so that we can bear witness to your glory in our lives. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, our show is titled Finding Freedom as we head into this 4th of July weekend. We're talking about freedom from old wounds, past hurts, those times when the people in our life have let us down in some way, big or small, that we find difficult to get over or get past. Whether you're looking to heal those wounds inside yourself or struggling to forgive and wondering what that means, we want to help you find the grace to do all that and more today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Joseph, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kansas.
Hi, Joseph. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
How you doing?
We're doing well. What can we do for you today?
I got a nickname called Buddy, so you can call me Buddy.
All right, Buddy, what can we do for you today?
I'm carrying that hurt. I'll be 66 in December. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it goes all the way back. I'm, you know, cradle Catholic. Mm-hmm. 12 years of Catholic school. I've had terrible things happen to me in the Catholic Church. You know, I've gotten into the Pious Ten, the fraternity. I've been all over, you know.
Okay.
I was 17, I said, no, I'd never go into a church again. But that lasted pretty much all of 35. I've been divorced for 44 years. I don't know. I've squandered.
So Joseph, it sounds like
I believe in divine intervention. You know, I mean, I've had so many wonderful things happen to me through God, but I can't seem to hold on to it. It lasts for a year or two of me, you know, of going to Mass frequently. You know, uh-huh. I mean, right now I'm on a 2-year, about a 2-year stint of not even going to church anymore. I did start praying my rosary last week.
And you're listening to EWTN now?
So how can we help you today? It sounds like, you know, you've had a long journey.
I don't know how to let go of this past. These past hurts. I don't know how to let them go. The past pains and suffering, things that happened.
How would you know if you did? Can I ask, how would you know if you did let them go? What would that mean to you?
How do I know if I did what?
How would you know that you let go of those past hurts and were able to move on?
What would be different in your life?
I don't know. I guess maybe I hold a grudge, I guess, or I think I was wronged, but I'll guarantee you, you know, it's a 50-50 street.
What have you done to try to heal these hurts? Have you worked with anybody before?
Straight pray, I don't know. You know, it's pretty much I try to do it on my own. You know,
that's where I want you to start. You know, we can't heal on our own. We can only heal with two things: with God's grace and good help.
This would be very much, Joseph, like, let's say you broke your leg, really bad broken leg. if you just say, I'm just going to stay home with this, I'm going to let it heal on its own, I'll be fine, and you never get to a hospital, you never get treated, you never get the bone set, you never get the medication you need to keep it from going septic, you're not going to heal properly, if at all. I mean, you could really keep deteriorating, but at the very least, you're going to end up in kind of permanent pain, limping. And unfortunately, because we are taught to kind of tough it through things, we don't look at emotional and spiritual pain the same way we look at physical pain. Most people would say, oh yeah, I have to go to the doctor because I broke my leg and I've got to go through this process. But we beat ourselves up and somehow tell ourselves we're not worth getting the help that we need when we're hurting emotionally or spiritually.
So I think there are two things that I want you to keep in mind, Joseph. The first one is that there's a part of you, okay, that holds on to the hurt because you're trying to protect yourself, right? That's why we hold on to hurt. We it's not that you're carrying a grudge. It's that you're scared of being hurt again. But there are healthier ways to protect ourselves. And the stronger we become, the more healed we are, the less likely we will be hurt again in those same ways. Because we know what to look for. Because we know how to avoid dangerous situations. Because we know how to make better choices, or whatever those things are. We can learn and heal. And so that part of you that wants to protect you by holding on to the pain, it needs to learn better ways to look out for you and to make sure that moving forward, you can have healthier experiences, healthier relationships, what have you. That's where the expert help comes in, because it's difficult to know what you don't know, you know. And if you don't know better ways to protect yourself and take care of yourself, then you're just going to keep doing the same things over and over again, and you're going to be stuck in the cycle that you described, where, you know, you'll experience a moment of grace, and you'll start feeling better, and it'll bring you back to church, and start getting your life more in order, but then something else will happen, and it'll all fall apart again. Until you learn healthier ways to keep yourself safe, until you learn healthier ways to protect yourself besides holding on to the pain, you're going to be stuck in this cycle. And so I really encourage you, if there's somebody local you'd like to work with, I encourage you to reach out to them. Or if you'd like to find faithful ways to respond to this and you'd like some personal accompaniment, you can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. But I would love for you to allow yourself to be open to receiving that accompaniment and help in healing these hurting parts so that they can learn healthier ways to protect you and take care of you moving forward. That's what they're trying to do. Don't, at the very least, I want you to come away from this call with the insight that you don't have to beat up on yourself for quote-unquote carrying a grudge. Again, that part of you isn't carrying a grudge. It's holding on to the pain so that in the hopes that it can recognize problems before they occur in the future. It's just that is one of the least efficient ways to look out for yourself.
And Joseph, I want to assure you, 100% assure you, that God is there for you and waiting for you and wanting to heal all the wounds and all the mistakes that his fallen children have committed against you. Those weren't him. Those were people making horrible choices. But he's there with you, or you wouldn't have started praying your rosary again 2 weeks ago. You wouldn't be listening to EWTN Radio. And the fact that you tuned into this show today that's dealing with this topic that is so important in your life, those are all works of the Holy Spirit. We can't just say, this is my answer, I'm going to come back to church, or I'm going to dip my toe into doing my rosary again, or any of those things. That is the Holy Spirit being present to you and saying, Joseph, I love you and I want to heal you. So choose today to walk with him and to get the accompaniment that you need to begin to solidly work with God to heal these wounds.
So if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. But I want to thank you so much for the call, let you know that we've added you to our More to Life prayer list, and let you know that we're here for you in whatever way we can be to help you facilitate your healing journey in God's grace. We're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 on our show today titled Finding Freedom. As we head into the 4th of July weekend, we're talking about declaring independence from all those past hurts and pains that hold us back, that have defined us, that have limited us in some way, and whether those are old hurts from childhood or more recent hurts from someone we, you know, our spouse who betrayed us, our adult kids who've rejected us, a friend who's let us down in some way. We want to talk about how to move forward, how to forgive, how to heal, how to get the grace that we need to become those whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people. The theology of the body tells us is our destiny in Christ. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, who will be sharing some insights on healing those old hurts. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues in just a minute.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
He's honored by the church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the Church's most famous guide to the faith, the Summa Theologica. It helped him earn the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Our show today is titled Finding Freedom as we talk about healing those past wounds that tend to hold us back. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with Catholic Counselors. She specializes in the psychology of success and directs the Catholic Counselors Program in Performance Excellence, where she works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other people who have to perform under pressure. Rachel, welcome more to life.
Thank you for having me.
And you wanted to share some insights on how we can stop allowing past hurts to define our action steps and move to a feeling of greater peace and freedom. That sounds promising. Where do we start?
Often, you know, when we're feeling stuck in those past hurts or situations or dynamics in our life, it's caused by this unconscious habit of letting our feelings dictate our actions. Meaning we allow the hurtful thoughts to take over and we wait for our feelings to change to start taking action towards healthier decisions or things that will lead to reflect the life or the feeling that we want to have. But when we live that way, we're affirming a sense of powerlessness. So to move to a more empowered place and to get unstuck from those past challenges, we need to start taking action steps that reflect how we want to feel rather than how we currently feel. So another way of saying that is, instead of letting our feelings dictate our actions, we want to have our actions lead our feelings. So take a step back and write down how you want to feel, not just how you don't want to feel, like, I don't want to feel angry or powerless or unhealthy anymore. Truly write down how you do want to feel, such as, I want to feel empowered, healthy, grounded, etc. Then write down some simple action steps that you can take today to move towards that feeling. So if you want to feel healthy, maybe take a walk for 10 minutes, even if you don't want to. Or if you want to feel more confident, make a conscious effort to stand up straighter and smile and say hi to other people when you see them, rather than just slouching and keeping your gaze at the ground throughout your day. Some people kind of often think about this idea as sort of like faking it till you make it, but it's truly so much more than that, because it's not faking anything. It's taking real action. Sure, when we initially take those action steps, the feeling that we have and the action that we're taking won't align right away, but you're still actually taking the action step. And as we do this over and over, our feelings will follow. It's the beautiful thing about how we were created. Our brain and our body are connected. So when we start taking healthier actions with our body, our brain and our feelings will follow.
Well, you know, St. John Paul was famous for saying, become what you are, which is such a strange thing to say, but when you think about it, it's exactly what you're talking about. You know, identify who we are in Christ, that whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person, and lean into that. By identifying how we'd like to be, how we'd like to feel, who we'd like to be, and then saying, what's even a small thing I could do today to take one tiny step in that direction? Rachel, thank you so much for your work. And if folks would like to learn more about what you do, I encourage them to come visit us at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825.
The Catholic Catechism tells us that an evil end can corrupt an objectively good act. Our Lord pointed this out when he spoke of Pharisees praying and fasting, both objectively good acts, in order to be seen by men, a morally corrupt end which therefore corrupts all the actions. On the other hand, a good intention cannot justify an objectively evil action. One cannot turn fornication, a morally evil action in and of itself, by participating in it, even to save a life. Fornication is always wrong because it involves a disorder of the will, a moral evil. It is an error, the Catholic Catechism tells us, therefore, to judge an act merely by considering the intention that inspired it or the circumstances such as social pressure or emergency. The end never justifies the means. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Jesus reminds us that the key to receiving mercy is being merciful to others. Being merciful means treating people in a manner that reminds them of their worth in God's eyes. We have lots of chances to practice being merciful all day, but the best place to start is in our marriage and family lives. Here are some ways you can begin being merciful to your spouse and kids and reminding them of what they're worth in God's eyes. First, be demonstrative with your love and affection. Let your spouse and kids feel God's love for them flowing through your arms when you hold them. Second, serve with joy. Remind your spouse and kids how much they're worth to God by taking the time to respond promptly to their concerns and requests. And third, bear wrongs patiently and forgive willingly. By practicing these spiritual works of mercy, we give our spouse and kids a physical reminder that nothing they do will separate them from God's love or ours. To learn more about being merciful in your marriage and family life, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Finding Freedom, as we talk about leaving behind those past hurts and wounds, whether they're old wounds from childhood that continue to define us, or more recent hurts from someone who betrayed us, let us down, disappointed us, or hurt us in some way. We're going to talk about how to find that grace to forgive, to heal, to move on. 877-573-7825.
We want to take a moment to congratulate another great EWTN partner celebrating an incredible 22 years with us. Catholic Radio in South Carolina has 10 stations serving many cities across the state.
So we're going to send out our congratulations to Michael Brennan, Gary Towery, and their whole team in South Carolina from all your friends here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN radio station with your prayers, certainly, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. We appreciate your support, and we thank you and all the people who are building God's kingdom by supporting Catholic Radio. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Finding Freedom. As we head into this Independence Day weekend, looking at how we can find freedom from those past hurts that we've experienced in our lives, whether they are from the distant or recent past, the fact is, very often we allow ourselves to be defined by those hurts. How can we learn to be defined by grace and what God wants to do through us, not just in spite of those hurts, but how he wants to transform those hurts into something beautiful? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Pat, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Okay, I'm calling about an issue with inheritance. This has been several years, at least 15, and I just felt I was shortchanged on the decision I made with my brother, and him and my father changed over the will once my mother passed away, and he agreed my brother needed to get more than I got a small portion, which I agreed at the time, but as it goes on, I feel that I should have gotten more. And it's been really festering, and lately he had health issues, and I was there for him and all, but it's now turned, and I've distanced myself from him. I didn't even call, and he just a couple of months ago said, "Wow, I haven't heard from you." And I just can't let it go. It's hard for me to let it go. So
Panama, if I'm understanding you, this is so. I just want to understand, make sure that I understand you correctly here. You're saying that so your father changed the will, but you
correct.
Consented. You agreed with it at the time.
Yeah, I did at the time. Right.
Mm-hmm. Why are you blaming your brother for that?
When both of them were, we were all discussing, and I said, "No, I think more." My father got in a huffy about it, and, you know, so I says, let it be, you know? And that's the way that they deal with it. My father's passed away, but my brother, you know, if I confronted him, whoa, he just explodes. So, you know.
Well, can I suggest to you that this isn't really about the will? Inheritance is often, it's superficially about the money or the things, but what it's really about is we tend to treat it as a judgment on how much we were loved. And what this really means to you is that your dad loved your brother more than you. And that's where the hurt is. And that's the hurt you need to address. You feel in your heart that, you know, your dad loved your brother more than he loved you. Whether that's true or not, that's how you feel. And it's not so much that you resent that your brother got more. You agreed to that, right? At the time, that was.
Have felt pressured into it because you were trying to please dad in the first place. He got an attitude, and you backed down because you wanted to be the good girl.
Exactly, and you've kind of been in that place where, okay, I'm going to be the good girl so that I can get the approval that I want, that I need, not just from dad, but probably from others as well. And you're projecting that resentment of having been that quote-unquote good girl onto your brother. And he's not really the one who's responsible for that pain. Until you're willing to really look, and I believe that you are willing, but I mean, until you look at the real problem here, which is that you've been trying all your life to be good enough to get that, well, to get that kind of that pat on your head that says
you're valuable.
I love you. You're worthwhile. And the reason you can't get past it is because you feel that the way the will was finally distributed just confirmed what you've known your entire life, that you'll never be good enough and you'll never measure up. And it's easier to be angry at your brother about that than it is to do the healing work that you need to do on your own heart to address that deeper wound and realize that you are a beloved daughter of God and that you are worthwhile and that you are beloved and that you have worth. And that's hard. That's a hard place to get, I grant you, but you can't get there by continuing to detract from the main goal and focus on your brother and that past decision. You have to really focus on this part of me is not letting go of the pain because it needs to know that I am worthwhile and that I am loved and that I am deserving of God's grace and of good things.
Now, Pat, I want to be very, very clear here. We are not saying this is your fault because you agreed to it. What we're saying is no matter how we are victimized by someone in life, let's just go across the board, no matter how we are victimized by someone in life, Satan wants us stuck in this weird desire to get the person who victimized us to give us permission to heal. We get way messed up in our heads and our hearts about this idea. If only they would be convicted. If only they would apologize. If only they would give me my inheritance. If only they would love me. And on and on and on. And it's Satan's way of saying, I harmed you. Stay there. Grovel. Hide in the hole. And God's saying, no, I want to give you grace. I want to give you strength. I want to give you my love, God is saying. I want to give you the healing that you deserved and were created to have. Instead of allowing yourself to continue to be harmed by someone else's sinfulness. So we're not saying it's your fault. We're saying stop giving other people the power to continue to hurt you by seeking after somebody else fixing it. And start walking with God. Start walking with his grace and say, Lord, I don't want to keep giving my brother power. I want you to come and show me how loved and cherished I am by you.
And realize, you know, ultimately, this doesn't have anything to do with your brother. This has everything to do with that part of you who's been trying to be the good girl your whole life to be good enough to be told that you are worthy, and that this the way the will was just distributed just confirmed what you secretly knew all your life, that you'll never be good enough and you'll never be worthwhile.
But those are lies. Those are lies of Satan.
And so God wants to heal that. And until you do, you won't be able to move forward because it's not about the will. So I really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com if you'd like to find faithful ways to respond to this. We'd be happy to walk with you and help you heal. You can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. But I hope that even these insights will begin to shift your perspective so that you can start healing by praying every day and asking God to help you know that you are his beloved daughter and to know what you are worth in his eyes. And to be able to see every day all the hugs he's giving you through the little blessings, through the deliverances, through all the things that he is doing for you in your daily life that say, Pat, I love you. You are my beloved daughter, and you are worthwhile.
I want you to hear what Greg is saying. You need to start praying about this every day. So every morning and every night, take this to God and say, I want to be able to heal in you. I want to know your grace, Lord, your love, your power, your healing for me. And then do what Greg said. Look at your day. At the end of every day, look at your day and write down every moment where you felt blessed, where you felt God showed up for you. Little things. Little things. You know, you thought you were out of milk and you weren't. You found that parking space. To the bigger things. When I spent time in prayer today, I felt him close to me. Or I had a new insight. Write them down at the end of the day. Or keep a notebook on your kitchen counter and write them down as you go through the day so you don't forget. Because when you do that, that is your sword against Satan and saying, nope, see, God showed up for me and I saw it. He gave me the eyes to see it. And that will begin that healing process to let you know that you can walk with God and not with the sinful people of the past who have harmed you.
Pat, I want to thank you so much for the call. And again, I want you to start with these suggestions that we made here on the call. But if you'd like more support, accompaniment, and faithful ways to respond to these wounds, I really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com so we can help you find a good, faithful person to work with to begin to heal some of these older hurts. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Today's show is titled Finding Freedom, as we talk about all the ways that past wounds hold us back, whether they are from the ancient past or the more recent past. The fact is, it's often hard to get past those hurtful things that people have done or said. We want to help set you free and find the grace you need to forgive, heal, and move forward to become the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person that God is calling you to be. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
And St. Paul is really saying what St. John Paul said with this idea of become what we are. Right? The whole healed, godly, grace-filled person that we are destined to be already exists in God. We just need to lean into that version of ourselves and pray every day that God would give us the courage to be that person, so that we can be defined by grace and God's love and not by those past hurts. And that's easier said than done, but the good news is it's doable with that shift in perspective and the recognition that the grace is there to build on everything you've been through so that you can become everything you were created to be. You can be that new creation St. Paul talks about. You can become what you are, that whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person, that beloved son or daughter of God. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls as we continue to talk about leaving behind past wounds, whether those are older wounds or more recent wounds. How can we live and be defined by God's grace and love instead of the old hurts? 877-573-7825.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Finding Freedom, as we talk about leaving behind those old wounds that have defined us and leaning into God's grace and healing. 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, you know, a lot of the wounds that we experience come from our childhood, and a big question we often have is, how do we make sure that our own kids don't experience the pain that we grew up in? And that's one of the reasons we created Catholic Home. That's Catholic, H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, and it's not just another parenting resource. Working with Georgetown University, we studied families who successfully raised all their kids to a faithful adulthood and built truly loving, connected, caring, faithful Catholic families. And we want to help you discover their secrets. The Catholic HOM app gives you the expert parent coaching that you need to be a more confident Catholic parent, to raise godly kids, and build a more loving, connected, caring Catholic family life. You can chat with Lisa and myself and our whole team of pastoral counselors every day on the app to get the coaching, help, and support and accompaniment you need to resolve behavior problems, create a more meaningful family prayer life, to experience more joy and peace in your home. And in addition to the coaching, you can get a ton of creative resources like monthly downloadable activities to make living the faith at home simple and fun, our exclusive Momfidence, Bedatitudes, and Catholic Home podcasts for inspiration and encouragement, monthly live stream events, parenting tip videos, and a professionally animated cartoon series. Yeah, you heard me right. That'll help your whole family get on board with becoming a dynamic domestic church. We want to share all of this and more with you. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149, or go with a monthly subscription of $14.95 a month. One subscription covers you, your spouse, and all your kids. You don't ever have to feel overwhelmed or alone as a Catholic parent with Catholic Home to help. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic Home community. That's Catholic H-O-M, Households on Mission. Let Lisa and I help you create the Catholic family life that you're longing for. With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today titled Finding Freedom, as we talk about leaving behind those past hurts and living in God's grace. How can we get there? Well, let's talk about it.
Let's talk right now with Andrea, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Detroit on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to Word to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. So I was calling not for me, but more for my husband. He had issues with his brother-in-law 3 years ago. And ever since then, like, his family dynamic hasn't been the same.
Is this, so his brother, so, is this your brother?
No, it's my husband. Like, the issue he had was with his brother-in-law.
Well, but I'm saying, is his brother in your law your
so
brother?
This is,
or is this somebody else in the family?
Like his sister's brother.
No, it's my husband's brother-in-law from his sister.
From his
okay,
sister.
That's what we were asking.
We needed to see if it crossed the family lines or not.
Because your brother would be his brother-in-law. But go on. So, okay, so what's going on with the brother-in-law?
So recently, well, my family, after their issue they had, you know, they had a fight. And ever since that, the family, you know, his sister decided to stay away from us. Mm-hmm. And the family, we can't all, like, we can't be together, all of us, in one room, like his family with our family. But really, we've been trying our best. You know, he said he apologized. He apologized to the most he could. And recently, he saw him. And they just, you know, they had a bad look. And now things were getting better. He was finally talking to his sister again. So it was I. And now things are back to what they were before. So I was like, I don't know if you can invite us. Invite us.
Well, yeah.
What we should do.
Yeah. Sometimes we try to resolve these things ourselves by just apologizing,
yeah,
and you know, thinking, uh-huh, that will make it all work. But I think, yeah, that the next thing that you really need to be doing is asking, mm-hmm, asking directly, what would it take for us to be able to move past this? You know, what do you need to see from us to be able to know that we're truly sorry? And to move. And I'd like you to actually sit down with your husband and figure that out from them, too. You know, what is it that you need to see from them moving forward? Not to go back and refight the old thing, but to say, you know, look, the one thing we can agree on is that none of us like the way that went down. We're still hurting about it. So moving forward, you know, if we had to ever go through a similar thing again, how would we want to handle that differently? What would we need from each other to get through it well? You know, what do you need from us? What we need from you? And be able to have that conversation. But I want you to start by actually directly going and saying, look, you know, we're still hurting after all these years. And, I, you know, just apologizing isn't enough. So help us understand, what is it that you'd need to see from us to be able to leave this behind once and for all? What do we need to do? Because very often, you know, when we run around trying to jump through hoops to make the other person happy and fix it all on our own, one of two things could be happening. Either we're guessing wrong and, you know, kind of providing the wrong solution to the wrong problem, or sometimes it can be that the other person wants to hold the grudge. I mean, that is possible. But either way, this question that I'm proposing that you ask gets to the heart of it. If there are people of goodwill, you know, they'll be able to sit down and say, well, actually, I need this from you. And you can say, well, and we need this from you. And you can sit down and agree to do that. Or what'll happen is they'll say, well, I don't know, you can't do anything. In which case, what that means is they're wedded to their grudge, so that, and they use that grudge to keep you jumping through hoops and keeping you in a one-down position. Either way, you have greater clarity about how you can move forward. Because if it's the former, you know, that you actually sit down and work through these things together, then you move on and heal the relationship. If it's the latter, where they're just holding on to the grudge to keep you hopping, then you know that they're not healthy people to have in your life, and you can start setting some healthy boundaries. But either way, you're in a better position to move on, instead of just saying, well, I'm just going to keep apologizing over and over again in the hopes that will somehow magically make it better. So the next step is really just going to them directly and saying, look, we've both been hurting for a long time. You know, the things we've tried to do so far haven't been enough. What would you need to see from us to be able to move forward? And to know that we could leave this behind. See what they say. And if there's more that, you know, once you get that information, give us a call back and we'll talk through some next steps. But Andrea, thank you so much for the call. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. As we head into the final moments of the program, I just want to, you know, send this out again. You know, we are not defined by our past hurts. We are not defined by the hurtful ways that people have treated us, the ways we've been bullied or abused. I am not, by the way, negating any of the pain
never,
that you feel.
Never.
From any of those experiences. But what I am saying is that God's love is greater. God's grace is greater.
His healing power is greater.
And no matter who hurt you, who robbed you of your dignity, who undermined your self-respect, who caused you to doubt yourself, God has the answer, and he has that healing for you, and he wants to show you how you can still become everything he created you to be. He wants your healing. He wants you to know that you are his beloved son or his beloved daughter, and he wants you to live in that truth. And he wants you to be defined not by those hurts, but by God's grace and love and all the things that he wants you to become through that grace and through that love. Start leaning into that today, as Rachel was talking about in her segment. Ask yourself in prayer, you know, God, show me who you want me to be in this situation. Show me the virtues you want me to display in this situation. Show me what it would mean for me to be that whole, healed, godly, grace-filled self. And then identify a couple of little steps that you can take to start acting like that person, whether you feel like it or not, because that's who you really are in God's eyes. And it's time for us to become what we are. If you'd like to get some more help in making that happen in your life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.